The Jews owned and operated the black African slave trade. Very few white people owned slaves. Slavery was a rich man's pursuit, and slavery did not exist among the middle and working classes of white people. European whites did not bring the slaves to America. On the contrary, it was the Jews who brought them here, as Louis Farrakhan has pointed out. Below is a listing of the Jewish slave ships and the Jewish owners of them. Name of ship owners, all are Jews. The Abigail was owned by Aaron Lopez, Moses Levy, and Jacob Franks. The Crown was owned by Isaac Levy and Nathan Simpson. The Nassau and Four Sisters were both owned by Moses Levy. Anne and Eliza owned by Justice Bosch and John Abrams. Prudent Betty owned by Henry Kruger and Jacob Phoenix. The Hester and the Elizabeth were both owned by Mordecai and David Gomez. Antigua owned by Nathan Marston and Abram Lyell. Betsy owned by William DeWolfe. Polly owned by James DeWolfe. White Horse owned by Jan D. Sweets. Expedition owned by John and Jacob Roosevelt. Charlotte owned by Moses and Sam Levy and Jacob Franks. Caracoa owned by Moses and Sam Levy. Source: Elizabeth Donnan, 4 volumes, Documents Illustrative of the History of the Slave Trade to America. Washington, D.C., 1930-1935, Carnegie Institute of Technology, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I also want to interject here, I mean, the way they were, the black Africans were brought over here is very Jewish. They were actually crammed into those ships like sardines. I mean, it was terrible. They could hardly move. And this is typically Jewish, because Jews, the word cheap, in other words, saving every penny they can, is synonymous with Jews. It doesn't matter if they have $1 trillion. They won't even, like, you know, like, throw a whip or give a penny. And I remember when I was on public transportation, which I was on public transportation, one route went by a Jewish cemetery, and I've seen more of these, you can see, just driving by. They will put graves on top of graves on top of graves to save money, to where you can barely, I don't even know how they can walk in there. But the point is, they did that with the African slave ships, and all this has been blamed on the white people, and the white people had nothing to do with it. And that's what the Jews do. They blame everything on the white person. And because people, most people can't tell a white person from a Jew, the ones that aren't trained in spotting Jewish physical features, I mean, like, they're treated bad or whatever, and then they think it's a white person that's doing it, but it's not, it's a Jew most of the time. And they had total control of the slave trade, and the same as today, where they run these sweatshops all over the world, where they brutalize non-whites to an extreme, to where, like, if they're locked in sweatshops in the most inhumane conditions on a mat, it's horrific. Disposable human beings, and that's their goal for taking over the world, and that's what they want, the white race just gone, because the white race is the only one that's standing in their way. And I highly recommend, in finishing here, of course we are totally against Islam, as this is just another Jewish program, and those who unknowingly are devoted to this lie are under the psychic control of the Jews, no different from Christians. But the following article is well worth reading, especially for African Americans visiting this website. The Jews are the ones who should be paying reparations, of which they can very well afford. Okay, and what you can do here, the title of this article, I highly recommend everyone read it, even though it's on Radio Islam website. All you gotta do is type into a search engine, like Google or something, "Who Brought the Black Slaves to America?" by Walter White Jr., 1968. It's "Who Brought the Black Slaves to America?" by Walter White Jr., 1968, and I highly recommend everyone read that. he goes into a lot of detail and depth, names, total facts. I mean, it's indisputable.